Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Rural areas have particularly felt the impacts from COVID-19 and the pandemic, prompting increased education about preventative measures, including vaccinations. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
The impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic in rural America have been significant. A recent USDA study showed cases of the virus in non-metro, i.e. rural areas, over the course of the pandemic to be higher than in metro locales. As U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy explains,
we knew before this pandemic that many parts of rural America didn't have equal access to healthcare, that many of them struggled to have, for example, specialists provide care because the number of specialists available to healthcare workforce was not as robust as it needed to be.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack adds that in several places in rural America, there was perhaps a false sense of security.
There may have been a bit of overconfidence about the fact that we live in a small town. We won't be as impacted and affected as those who live in congested cities. That obviously turned out not to be the case, unfortunately and tragically.
These factors are why the Agriculture Secretary thinks it's
critically important that we rebuild, that we create a higher level of confidence, if you will, in the notion of being vaccinated, particularly in rural areas.
The Surgeon General says even with recent loosening of restrictions regarding mask wearing by the Centers for Disease Control,
we still have more than 50,000 people a day who are getting infected with COVID-19. We're losing hundreds of people a day still, and we have hundreds of millions of people who still need to be vaccinated in our country. So we've got work to do, and a key part of that is not just getting the vaccine to people, but making sure we're getting them the right information so they can make good decisions for themselves and their families as we move forward.
The increase in available vaccination information from government is something Secretary Vilsack believes will be needed in the coming months.
To reinforce the necessity of getting vaccinated, to reduce the concern that people may have about any risk associated with vaccinations, and to make sure that we do everything we possibly can to make it as easy as possible for people in rural areas to get that shot in the arm.
Dr. Murthy explains that with the COVID-19 vaccinations currently available,
people can feel good that the vaccine safety system is working for them and that we have solid options here available that are effective and have a very strong safety profile. That at this point, the side effects that people may worry about or hear about from time to time, these are actually quite mild and they only last for 24 to 48 hours typically.
The Agriculture Secretary adds vaccination and information remains essential for employees and workers involved in our nation's food and farm supply chain, from safety perspectives of employees to assuring an available food supply.
I think the farm community has responded well. I know a number of large farming operations are, in fact, making vaccination opportunities available to their workers. I've had conversations with governors of states encouraging them as they talk about the need for vaccination to point out the importance of having these essential workers vaccinated. There's a good deal of turnover that can take place in these processing facilities. And even though you may have vaccinated your full complement of workers 6 weeks ago, you may have new people that just started working. So it is a message that needs to be reinforced.
That's a check of today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.